Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. Thank you for following through with your daily discipline, your ritual every single day, what you promised yourself to listen to this Morning Connection podcast every morning. Time to think about where you're going in life, what you want, if you have the right thoughts and actions to actually get there, right? Thank you so much. All the people that you can be listening to with their podcasts, with their websites, their blogs, you're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. That's what I show up for you every single morning with this Morning Connection podcast. I will not let you down. Take this responsibility very seriously. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. And whether you want to build big muscles, get ripped, get shredded, six-pack, or you just want to be healthy, got something that can help your training and your eating efforts with my Mass Machine Nutrition supplements. If you're listening to this on iTunes, click over to skiplacour.com under the Mass Machine Nutrition link. Get a full lineup of what I have to offer you, and there are also videos that can explain what these supplements will do for you. And if you're on bodybuilding.com, you're just one click away from investing in Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much for your continued support. So here we are, Saturday. Hey, what'd you learn from the podcast this week or listening to these podcasts? Here we are at number 75. What have you learned? Is this helping you? I want to run a little contest, right? It also gives me some feedback, making sure that I'm providing a tremendous value for you. I'm not going to ever assume that, you know, I'm doing everything possible. I want your input, all right? So, you know, what are you learning from these podcasts? Just send me a couple paragraphs. Put your passion, your emotion. So if you can do that in two sentences, that's great. If it takes you two pages, do that and send it to me at skip@skiplacour.com, right? I want to know what you're learning from these podcasts, how it's helping you, what growth you've actually experienced, just the mindset, whatever they mean to you, however they're helping you, send me it in an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I've got a great prize for the very best submission. All right, I'm going to give you my $197 Results University comprehensive bodybuilding and training course with my Manformation course to make you the total package, both inside and outside of the gym. If you want to see all the videos, the 26 hours of video footage, 8 DVD titles, 33 workouts, 13 hours of my comprehensive bodybuilding and training audio course with workbooks, the mindset and actions of a champion, bodybuilding mastery step-by-step, that whole audio course, 10 hours of phone consultations, the best of, plus my 11-hour Manformation course. You can go to skiplacour.com, see everything that you win by just submitting what this means to you. Now, I'm going to post some of these too, so keep that in mind, the winners, these submissions I'm going to post. And the reason why I want everybody to know about this podcast and the value, because I understand everybody's busy, right? And they might see some, hey, that sounds interesting. They may look at the title. See, I see this a lot of times. I'll post the podcast. I'll put a little title on it. And people are assuming what this message might be about by the title, right? And missing out on, you know, all the depth, the dimension, the texture that can go into the podcast. And I understand people are busy. Maybe they're not podcasters yet, right? And so your influence, you can just share with me. It's not me saying how great these podcasts are, right? It's you, the people who actually listen to them. So maybe we can get some of these people who need this information, right? Just get them in the habit of clicking, downloading into their phone. And then during that drive or during that work, that workout, they can work it into their day and they can benefit too, right? That helps me provide more value to you. So I get your feedback. But number two is I get up every morning and I do this. The more people I can help out, connect with, that I get into this ritual, this Morning Connection podcast, it's the same amount of work for me, right? So if I can duplicate my efforts, right, multiply the amount of people with the same amount of efforts, I'm being the most effective and efficient with my time. That becomes the highest and best use of my time, something that I have you continually think about, right? Is it getting you closer to your goals? Or are they just peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that, you know, really don't have an impact on your life, but they make you feel real good in the moment? We want less peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We want to keep that hunger so we work towards those, you know, turkey Thanksgiving dinners, right? So it helps me make sure that I continue doing this, right? Because I'm finding all these ways by asking for your help right now. Remember, I'm incorporating all the things that I teach you, all the things I talk about, how important it is, right? To get people, create win-win situations for people, ask for people's help. Your key, your ticket to success in life is getting other people to willingly and joyfully and enthusiastically wanting to help you, right? By you creating so much value for them, understanding that people are the key, identifying people who can help you and providing them with so much value, and then asking them for their help. And that's what I'm doing right here. So send me, again, whatever it takes you for you to be effective, get your thoughts across, whether that's two sentences, two paragraphs, or two pages. Tell me how you're benefiting from these Morning Connection podcasts. And got a prize for the winner. I might give out several prizes, right? And I'm going to post these for everybody to read, and you can be your influential self to other people listening to this podcast. Hey, let's go through our ritual. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? You know, my wife was listening to the podcast, and she said, hey, are you, when you say that thing that impresses everybody else, and you talk about their high standards, are you assuming that everybody has high standards? And, you know, high, low, in between, I guess that's all relative. And I want to clarify what I mean by that, because maybe some of you are going, man, I don't have high standards, Skip. Man, everything I do just barely gets by. I want to develop high standards. So what I mean is whatever your comfort level is, because we love working out and staying healthy, or we aspire to work out and be healthy, right? Let's just take the gym. Let's just say, I don't know, a 50-pound dumbbell, whatever exercise. Just think of any exercise that you use 50 pounds, right? You know, when you're in your normal state, you know, whatever you've built up to this point, you might do, I don't know, 8 reps with that 50 pounds. That's what your normal realm is. But then there's some days where you're just super motivated. Maybe you got some good news, right? Or maybe you got a glimpse of yourself in the mirror for whatever reasons, or you're sick and tired. I don't know. Something in your mind just jolts you, and it makes you kick it in and perform at a higher level, right? And so all of a sudden you get 10 reps, right? You went past that normal place you're at most of the time, whether you consider your standards high, low, or somewhere in between. You kick it into that other gear, and then that would be something. I went past my norm. It's not you compared to somebody else. There is always someone who's going to be better than you. Trust me. That in everywhere in life, whatever you love to do, whatever you think you've mastered, there is somebody who beats the pants off you. That's just the way life goes. And at the same time, there are probably thousands and thousands of people that can't hold a candle to you, right? But we all have our norm. So when I say, hey, what's that thing that you did yesterday? And it could be in the gym, outside of the gym. It could be how much you paid attention to your wife, let's say, on that particular day. You did a good deed. I don't know. Whatever it is for you that you, the thing that you do that is outside of your norm, right? I don't know. And maybe for my wife, it's, you know, when you were giving me one of your speeches, I didn't fall asleep. And normally I fall asleep. So that was my thing that really impressed me. I don't know. It could be anything. It's just important that you notice when you're growing, when you're stretching yourself, right? That you know when you're winning the game. And it just builds in your mind. You take note of those things. It builds momentum. And it creates a more and more powerful, unstoppable you. We have to take the time to notice those things. So what was it for you? What was that thing that impressed even you, even with your high standards or your medium standards or your low standards or whatever? What was that thing that you broke out of the norm with yesterday? And then what was that moment, that cool moment, I call it, you know, where life is great, the trees are beautiful, you love the fall, you looked in the connection of your significant other's eyes, your baby's eyes, your child's eyes. It could be an accomplishment, it could be an experience. What is it? What was it for you? We all have one that is better than the rest on that particular day. Maybe not for your life. Every single day isn't going to be Super Bowl Sunday, some magnificent achievement, accomplishment day, or something earth-shattering or life-changing happens. I understand that. But every single day does have one of those days that is the coolest moment of them all, even if your day sucks. Maybe the cool moment is, man, I got through that suck day that sucked, that was terrible. I got through it, and I've been through those before, and I realize that I've had days just like that before, and I got through them, and right around the corner, I had some great days, right? And I remembered that at the end of this day that just totally sucked, I reminded myself, I've been through this before, and I've survived and thrived afterwards. That was the cool moment. Whatever it is, we all have those moments. And I'm using this Morning Connection podcast for you to stimulate those positive thoughts. Right? So what was that cool moment for you? I was just curious, you know, these cool moments or these things that even impress you. Are you noticing them throughout your day now? Here we are at Morning Connection podcast number 75. Are you noticing them as they're happening? And do you have a few choices because you're noticing them so much, all right? And then the last thing that we do every single morning on this Morning Connection podcast is, if you were just totally unstoppable, you just went on a string of just total awesomeness, I don't know, for 3 years in a row, I don't know, right? You were just on an unbelievable streak, moving, shaking, working, being effective, efficient, right? Unstoppable, and after 3 years, you were able to accomplish this. What would this be? What is that thing that you really, really want? And it doesn't have to be a material possession, but it could be, you know, maybe it could be an achievement, a relationship, you know, I don't know, something for your kids. Maybe you want to have kids, right? What's that thing that you really, really want that, man, it makes you kind of, it's so big, you know it's not impossible, but when you say, I really want, and you start visualizing that, start thinking about that, right? There's a part of you, like, is like, who the hell am I kidding? Who the hell am I kidding? Yeah, I want that. I guess it's possible. I've seen people do it. But who am I kidding? I'm nowhere even near that physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically strong enough to make that happen at this time. Right? Who am I kidding? That's the one that you want to think about. And why is that? Because when you can, here we are at podcast number 75, by the time we get up to 150, let's say, right? You're thinking about it every single day. Your mind is searching for ways. You know, I think I can make that happen. What if I were to hang out with people who have that? I'd learn distinctions and strategies. What if I were to drive through that neighborhood every single week when I felt like it or not? I think slowly but surely I can find a way. And maybe I'll work harder and more efficiently. And especially the most efficiently part, more than working harder. Maybe I'll work longer hours if that's what it takes. And maybe I can have that by 3 years, right? Slowly but surely, you'll find a way. So don't get it's okay if you think of that thing and then there's a part of you saying, no way, I don't have what it takes. That's never going to happen. That means that the dream is ambitious enough. And by the time it's podcast number 150, it's not going to seem that way anymore. But it starts with you thinking about that. So what is it for you? What is it for you? Stop, think about it. And every single day when we do this, try to make the image crisper, cleaner, bigger, closer in your mind. Technicolor, right? Surround sound, the sounds that are around it. Make it real. Put the people you love in it, or the people you will love inside of it, right? Add some smells to it, right? Whatever it takes to excite all of your senses. Let's get in. The more and more we do this every single day, the more and more it becomes real. And you're already doing that. The things that you have achieved in your life that other people say to you, wow, that's awesome. Why are you so good at that? Or how did you accomplish that? Or how did you get your body look like that? Or whatever. You know what? Whether you realize it or not, you did do this back then before you achieved that. You did do that. Maybe it just came naturally to you for whatever reasons. You thought about it 100 times a day. It became clear, right? So now we're going to, instead of it just kind of happening by happenstance, we're going to use those same powers and make it happen, you know, control our destiny, all right? So today for me and my wife, it's sharpening the saw weekend, right? I always know when I don't wake up in the morning and just boom, 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 like I can't wait to get out of bed and you know, of course, this motivation, this drive, it's all varying degrees, right? But I know any time that every single minute of the day isn't accounted for, at least in my mind, right? Like, oh, I got to do this. And I'm excited about it. That means that the goals aren't high enough. They are not clear enough, you know, in my mind. It isn't that I don't have them. Somehow I just probably disconnected. They don't seem as real. They're not in the forefront of my mind, right? And it's okay. You don't have to be driven every single minute of the day, every single day. I mean, there are times where you need to take a rest and a break, and, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, if you ever can't get yourself going, whether it's, you know, you've been working out in the gym, you're looking good, and it just doesn't become as exciting to you anymore, you're still going to the gym, still lifting hard, heavy, still have your standards, but you can see the excitement waning a little. You know, that's the time to sharpen the saw and make that vision of what you want more clear in your mind. It's just getting a little foggy, taking a little for granted, and you need to reconnect with what it is, you know, you really, really want. And that's okay. That happens to everybody. Sometimes it's sharpening the saw. And, you know, I use that term, and I don't want to assume that everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. But that comes from an Abraham Lincoln quote. And the quote is, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe." All right, so Abraham Lincoln, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe." All right, and that's also from Stephen Covey. He has a book. I read this book a long time ago. It's one of the great business management books. Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Really recommend that you read that. Habit number seven. I'm just going to read something I pulled, you know, off the internet. "Did you ever hear this story growing up? A woodcutter strained to saw down a tree. A young man who was washing asked, 'What are you doing?' 'Are you blind?' the woodcutter replied. 'I'm cutting down this tree.' The young man was unabashed. 'You look exhausted. Take a break. Sharpen your saw.' The woodcutter explained to the young man that he had been sawing for hours and did not have time to take a break. The young man pushed back. 'If you sharpen the saw, you would cut down the tree much faster.' The woodcutter said, 'I don't have time to sharpen this saw. Don't you see I'm too busy?'" Right? And so, you know, that kind of explains my point of what I'm driving about here in this podcast, and what I'm going to be doing this weekend is, you know, really get clear on what I want. My wife and I are, you know, accomplished a lot of things over the last couple of years. A lot of our dreams of what we wanted to do, who we wanted to become, we've been working consistently and really having fun with it. A lot of things happened in the last couple of years. But now what we're realizing is, you know, if we were to have on our dream board, our vision board, right? A lot of the things were already well on our way in just that 2-year period of time. And so we need to make everything a lot higher, right? And then we work backwards and become more of those people who have those set of goals, those higher set of goals, really appreciative of everything we've accomplished and how we've transformed. But there's more to it. And, you know, the more you sit in at a place where you're okay, you've accomplished a lot, you know, and that's great. But there will come a time where you go, wow, I want more, right? If you kind of sat around for 2 months, 2 years, 5 years in that mode, you're going to say, oh, crap. What if I would have? And then you get clear on your goals, and then it becomes clear in your mind, you set these ambitious goals. What are you going to say? You're going to say to yourself, wow, you know, I should have been clear on this a long time ago. I just wasted those 2 months, 2 years, or 5 years. Can you relate to that? I definitely can. I definitely can. The time period in between when I retired as a competitive bodybuilder to the time I launched Mass Machine Nutrition, there's a chunk of time in there that I was not real as clear. I got up every single morning. I worked hard. I accomplished a lot of things. I produced a lot of things. I did not, you know, if I'm being critical, to learn from, you know, my actions and thoughts of the past, you know, where I wanted to go was not clear in my mind. I kept on working hard. I kept on being busy. I even produced a lot of things. I did a lot of cool things in that time period, but they weren't helping me get to this vision of what I really wanted, because that vision, I didn't take the time to sharpen the saw and really clearly define. And when I did clearly define it, I didn't visualize, I didn't see it every single day. There's one thing about, you know, you writing something down on a goal sheet or saying that you want it. It's another thing to think about it 20 times a day, 50 times a day, 100 times a day. All those things that you, and again, whether you're doing this consciously or not, all those things that you think about 50 times a day, you're making progress. Sometimes I know you're not making the progress you want at the rate that you want, but you are making progress. Just think if you thought of that one thing that you're thinking about. I mean, just the thought of it in your mind, right? Maybe you need to, you know, start counting how many times you think about this thing that you're great at in every way, shape, or form. When you see it on TV, when somebody talks about it, the action that you take. You know, let's use an example. It's like with your body, right? You're improving your body. Maybe you're great at that. You know, just say you eat 5 times a day. There's 5 times you're thinking about it. You go to the gym, there's 6. You know, you wake up because you got to, at a certain time, because you got to get to the gym. You know, you're thinking about it indirectly when you wake up, when you look at that clock. When you pack your clothes to go to the gym, you're thinking about it, right? When you're in traffic and you're seeing what time it is because you've got a sandwich in your workout between you go to work, that's another time. You know, when you're walking and your legs are a little stiff from a leg day, there's another time. When you're scrolling down Facebook and you see all your friends, you see their workout, their picture, and you start visualizing what you think about, what they're saying about nutrition or training or that picture, and you're thinking about your own, there's another 5 or 10 times, right? There's no mystery why you are succeeding in that particular area of your life or you're moving in that direction. You think about it so many times, right? And so now you want to take control of that and force the things that you say that you want. So you don't just write them down and think about them, you know, maybe every 5 days or so, or somebody reminds you of it. You want to take control of it and think about it just as many times, directly and indirectly, as you think about, let's just say, your body, assuming that you're listening to this podcast because you're, you know, we're in the same fitness circles, right? So that's what I got going on this weekend. Sharpening the saw, right? Renew that fire inside. Take it back up to a 10 level, right? All right, so that's our morning connection for this morning. Have a great weekend, but, you know, we'll connect again tomorrow. Have a great day.